Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio from the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcu Designs, broadcasting all the way from Tampa, Florida. All entrepreneurs can be found under the client section of the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference nationwide, worldwide. No lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. The call-in number if you want to join me on this last day is 845-241-9985. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights of the music or commercials you hear on today's show. What is Habari Ghani? What's the news today? Imani, faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That is from the Bible, Hebrews 11:1. We will find out what Imani on the Kwanzaa side is. Children around as they are our future and our present. And they will need to know how to apply the seven principles of Kwanzaa to their lives every day. I'm asking your children to join you. Knowledge is power. With all of the information being presented and imparted upon you, I want to power the mind, feed the brain. And if they don't want to gather, as I said before, turn up the volume so they can hear what's being taught to them while, you know, you're browsing through doitallinthemall.com. For the younger children, I will have a Kwanzaa reading out loud session tomorrow, Saturday, January the 2nd, 2021. Oh my gosh, it's 2021 already. At the following times, and you can always go back and play the episode if you and your children miss it. It's 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, 12 p.m. Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The seven principles of Kwanzaa. Umoja, unity. Kuji Chagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kuuba, creativity. Imani, faith. Happy Kwanzaa!
Out of the mouth of babes, the seven principles of Kwanzaa. That was precious. In these next two clips, Dr. Malana Karenga talks about Imani, faith. It is always good to hear.
Principle of Imani, faith, teaches and urges us to say Imani.
Faith.
It teaches and urges us to hold fast to the faith of our ancestors, to this faith that reassures us that through cooperative work and struggle, I said through cooperative work and struggle, the famine and food insecurity in Somalia and the Horn of Africa and the rest of the world can be ended. It's the faith that teaches us to work and struggle so that the human caused catastrophe of Katrina would not happen again. It is a faith that teaches us to work and struggle so that the field and forest of Haiti will blossom, grow abundant grain and fruit again. And that every other plundered, polluted, and depleted place will do likewise. And it is a faith that assures us, black people, that we can truly transform ourselves and the world and ensure clean air, pure water, safe and nutritious food for everyone, and a free, just, secure, dignity-affirming, and flourishing life and future for everyone. But what is our duty except to know our past and honor it, to engage our present and improve it, and to imagine a whole new future, and to forge it in the most African, ethical, and effective way. Head is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
Imani then. Imani.
Faith.
Teaches us to hold fast to the faith of our ancestors, who taught us to believe in the sacred and the transcendent, and who taught us to believe in the good, the right, and the possible. Our ancestors, black people, taught us to know ourselves as bearers of dignity and divinity, divinely chosen to bring good into the world. And we must hold on to their belief. They taught us to believe we can and must be an informed, active, and powerful presence for good in the world. Think about that. Are you a powerful presence for good in the world. Or you're just sitting on the sideline hoping something don't happen you can't handle. Our ancestors said we can and must be a powerful presence for good in the world. We are the people in our faith tradition that hold on to hope when others think it's hopeless. How could we have passed to one of the greatest holocausts in human history? Come out still sane in spite of some obvious damage on some people's part. All of us were affected. Some of us are self-healing, but we're only healed by struggling against the system that caused this damage to us. Therefore, we say, hey, don't be talking about reparations getting a check. You're getting checks now. Reparations is healing and repairing a gross injury. And you can only do it by struggling for justice. Our salvation, our repair, depends not on what our oppressor does, but what we do in our struggle for justice. Because in that struggle, we transform ourselves, we know ourselves, we expand ourselves, and we clear space so we can live full, free, and meaningful lives. Right. Reparation is more than a check. It is, first of all, requires a public dialogue so we can really know what's going on. Rescue me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
Second, then we have public admission. That is to say, people admit it's Holocaust, not slavery or slave trade, business gone bad with collateral damage. And by Holocaust, I mean a moral and monstrous act of genocide that is not only against the people themselves, but also against humanity. Then you can have a public apology. Don't be apologizing to me for no business gone bad with collateral damage called trade. Apologize for Holocaust, don't apologize at all, sir. Then public recognition. We need monuments. We need to teach it in the media and in the school system. Teach the horror and meaning of this to us and to all the country and the world.
Habari Gani means what's in the news. The language of Kwanzaa is Swahili, and that is the way we greet during the season of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a Kiswahili term that means first fruits. Now, these fruits are not just specifically the fruit that you get from the trees or the fruit that you get from the ground. As an African American celebration, it is the fruits of our labor, the fruits that we bear when we come up with ideas. So it is to stimulate and to motivate mentality. And it was originated by Dr. Ma'olana Karinga. Hey, let's start this Kwanzaa celebration here. Kwanzaa is supposed to be happy. It's about having fun, and fun with learning, fun with developing our minds, fun with coming together with the family. It's for the children. And everything on this table has a Swahili name and term and value that keeps the mind turning in the ideas of motivation, encouragement, instilling these values of pushing forward and being greater than just the average person. Here on the table, which is really, really important for Kwanzaa, are the Kinara, the Mishuma, Mkeka, and the Kikombe Umoja. Now, what these are, this is a straw mat here. This is called the Mkeka, And this is the foundation. Everything must start with this straw mat, as everything in life starts with the foundation. You start with setting up your straw mat. The kinara is the candle holder. The candle holder is to hold the seven candles of Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa is celebrated for 7 days. As opposed to Christmas, even though it is not to replace Christmas, it starts the day after Christmas and goes to January 1st. So that's December 26th to January 1st, 7 days of Kwanzaa, and each day has a name. And the value of that day is what that name represents. So we'll start with the first Mashuma, which is Umoja, and that means unity. Now you'll notice that I'm lighting the candle. In the beginning, there is light, and that's what you do. You light the candle to remind us, to remember the principle of unity. We come to a time where we stand up and we say no. Self-determined, self-determination, deciding for oneself, for yourself, for your community, your family, and your future. And that's what this value is. So the second day, after we get together, come together with unity, we start talking about what we got to do and how we got to do it to move forward. Determining for ourselves, self-determination, Kujichagulia. Anyway, third day of Kwanzaa is Ujima. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. It's not just enough to work. It's, the idea is to work together. We have a problem with too many people trying to do too many things and going too many directions, and we never get the job done. And that's what this is about. Coming together, talking about it, and then putting it to a responsible deed. We move to the fourth principle of Kwanzaa, and that is Ujamaa. And you notice I embrace these words with a sensuality, because it is sensual. Not sexual, sensual. Understand what I'm saying? It's from soul. Ujamaa. When you get something that's good, it's like, good. Ujamaa. Put that money together. That Ujamaa is about cooperative economics. Money's going out. How much is coming back? That's what that principle is, to remind us that it's not enough to be the best at what you do and make a lot of money so that you can live on the hill. Never forget those people who got you there and those who are less fortunate. Ujamaa. Like, ooh-wee, Ujamaa. Then we'll move to the fifth principle of Kwanzaa, which is Nia, one of my favorites. Because I'm one of those searchers personally. Nia is purpose. Why are we here? What is the reason why we're here? Nia takes us back to the reality that there is a reason. Just as the sun shall rise, just as the grass is green, everything has a reason. The leaves blow when the breeze moves, and we can get deeper or lighter about it, but everything has a reason, and Nia is the value in this seven principle scheme of things. The next principle, which I guess is something that I utilize a lot because I'm an artist, Kuumba, creativity. It's one thing to come together, decide for ourselves, collectively and responsibly build with that, pool our monies together, and then we go and think about it and make sure that those values fit with why we're here. Then we've got to create a whole new culture, create a new dance, create a new song, those things that inspire us and take us to the next place. This is not a religious celebration, so if you don't have that affiliation with a God force, it does not exclude you or include you. It's just one of those celebrations that allows us a lot of flexibility to be who we are. Everybody creates, and everybody has a creative force in them. And everybody, whether you have faith in God or just in yourself, we come down to the last principle, which is Imani. And that simply means faith. I say faith in the Creator and ourselves. everyone just says or can say, faith in what you are, faith in what you have provided and structured, and faith that what you, the force that you put out will come back as equally as strong, cause and effect. And all of these principles, each day from December 26th to January 1st, we light a candle per day, just as I did in that order. And so the last day of Kwanzaa, all seven candles are shining, and the children's eyes are bright, and ooh and ah. And it becomes a tradition that the whole family will learn and love and look forward to each year. You may want to, again, there are several things that I didn't get to, like the corn. You should have corn on the table, but go to the websites. Go and find Kwanzaa, and you can find as much information as you can and more than I could give you in these few minutes. Happy Kwanzaa, y'all.
Just go over the words one more time, what
okay.
they are and what their meaning is very quickly.
Each day.
Yeah.
The first day of Kwanzaa is Umoja. That's the black candle. You light that first. Umoja is unity. The second day of Kwanzaa is Kujichagulia. That's self-determination. That's the red candle. The green candle would be Ujamaa. That's collective work and responsibility. Fourth is Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Fifth is Nia, purpose. Sixth is creativity, which is Kuumba. And the last but not least, Imani, which means faith. On the song, but I wanted a Kwanzaa song that would hit the hearts of people like I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Because, you know, Africa is not just all upbeat African drum. There are some areas where they embrace the water. And that's why I chose to use the harp with this. And he said, Ye nu iwe na heri, which means simply, Kwanzaa ye nu iwe na heri means happy Kwanzaa, y'all. And it just puts the soul in, and I just loved that when I saw it. And so this whole song was written around that phrase.
Baragani.
Thank you for joining us today, the seventh day of Kwanzaa. Imani, faith. Our first day was Umoja. Say it with me. Umoja, unity. Second day was Kujichagulia. Say it again. We're going to learn some Swahili tonight, if not any other night. Kujichagulia, 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 self-determination. Third day, Ujima. Ujima, Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. Fourth day, Ujamaa, 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 cooperative economics. The fifth day, the simple one, Nia. We all have purpose, Nia. Somebody may name their daughter after this word, Nia, like Nia Long. Nia, purpose. The sixth day of Kwanzaa was Kuumba. 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 Creativity. Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, but a cultural one with an inherent spiritual equality. The creation of such holiday also underscored the essential premise that you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. These past few days, we have learned Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African-American culture created by Dr. Mwalana Karenga in 1966, held from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually held on the sixth day. The name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruit. First Fruit Festival exists in Southern Africa, celebrated in December and January with the Southern Solstice, and was partly inspired by an account Dr. Karenga read of the Zulu festival Umkhonzi Wakweshwama. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A so that it would have a symbolic seven letters. Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of the dominant society. The 7 days equate to seven principles of Kwanzaa. The colors of Kwanzaa are a reflection of the Pan-African movement representing unity for peoples of African descent worldwide. Black for the people, red for the noble blood that unites all people of African ancestry, and green for the rich, fertile land of Africa. What do the candles represent for Kwanzaa? When observing Kwanzaa, the black candle symbolizes the people themselves. The three red candles are for the struggle or bloodshed in the past, and the three green candles represent the earth or the abundance of possibilities and future holds. The three green candles representing Nia, Ujima, and Imani are placed to the right of the Umoja candle, while the three red candles representing Kujitagulia, Ujama, and Kuumba are placed to the left of it. During Kwanzaa, one candle representing one principle is lit each day. And what is the order of the candles being lit for Kwanzaa? A Kanara holds seven candles, three red ones on the left, and three green ones on the right, with a black candle in the center. Each night during Kwanzaa, a candle is lit. The black center candle is lit first, and then it alternates between the red and green candles, starting with the red ones on the outside and moving inward. What do you say during Kwanzaa? The Wadi gifts represent the fruits of the labor of the parents and the rewards of seeds sown by the children. During the celebration of Kwanzaa, it is customary to greet friends and family with the Swahili phrase, Habari Gani, meaning what's the news? To respond, answer with the principle of the day.
Stand tall.
Imani, faith, to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and the victory of our struggle. The ancient Egyptian double symbol for Imani. It's a symbol of the Ankh, which means life, and Djed, pillar, which means stability, endurance, serves here as a symbol of steadfastness in the commitment of the good, the right, and the beautiful in life. The foundation of faith, the seventh principle is Imani, faith, which is essentially a profound and enduring belief in and commitment to all that is of value to us as a family, community, people, and culture. Faith is put forth as the last principle, as unity is put forth as the first principle for a definite reason. It is to indicate that without unity, we cannot begin our most important work, but without faith, we cannot sustain it. Unity brings us together and harnesses our strength, but faith in each other and the good, the right, the beautiful inspires and sustains the coming together and the commitment to take the work to its end. Faith in our people. In the context of African spirituality, it begins with a belief in the Creator and in the positiveness of the creation, and logically leads to a belief in the essential goodness and possibility of the human personality. For in all African spiritual traditions from Egypt on, it is taught that we are in the image of the Creator and thus capable of ultimate righteousness and creativity through self-mastery and development in the context of positive support. Therefore, faith in ourselves is key here. Faith in our capacity as humans to live righteously, self-correct, support, care for, and be responsible for each other, and eventually create the just and good society. Faith in ourselves is key, Bethune taught us, saying the greatest faith is faith in the Creator, but great also is faith in ourselves. Without faith, she states, nothing is possible. Without it, nothing. With it, nothing is impossible. Also, she taught that faith in the masses of our people is central to our progress as people. The measure of our progress as a race is precise relation to the depth of faith in our people held by our leaders, she reminds us. As a community in struggle, there is no substitute for belief in our people and their capacity to take control of their destiny and daily lives and shape them in their own image and interest. This is fundamental to any future we dare design and pursue. Faith in our struggle. Especially, we believe in the value and validity that righteousness, victory, and significance of our struggle for liberation and a higher level of human life. This must be tied to our belief in our capacity to assume and carry out with dignity the decisiveness, the role famine and history has assigned us. And that role is to set in motion a new history of humankind and in alliance with other oppressed and progressive peoples, pose a new paradigm of human society and human relations. As Fanon says, we should not try to imitate others, but rather invent, be creative, innovate, reach inside ourselves, and dare set afoot a new man and woman. The world and our people are waiting for something new, more beautiful and beneficial from us than oppression has offered us. We must then not imitate or be taught by our oppressors. On the contrary, we must dare struggle, free ourselves politically and culturally, and raise images above the earth that reflect our capacity for human progress and greatness. This is the challenge and burden of our history, which assumes and requires a solid faith. As we of us say prior to doing Harambe, faith in ourselves, in our Creator, in our mothers and fathers, our grandfathers and grandmothers, in our elders, our youth, our future, faith in all that makes us beautiful and strong, faith that through hard work, long struggle, a whole lot of love and understanding, we can again step back on the stage of human history as a free, proud, and productive people. It is in this context that we can surely speak our own special cultural truth to the world and make our own unique contribution to the forward flow of human history.
Jumbo, I'm Nia, and we're showing you how to celebrate Kwanzaa. In this segment, we'll be discussing the seven symbols of Kwanzaa. The seven symbols of Kwanzaa are as follows. One, the mkeka. The mkeka is the straw mat. The straw mat represents our tradition. It's the foundation upon what everything rests. The second symbol of Kwanzaa is the kanara. The kanara is the candle holder. The candle holder represents our roots or our African ancestors. The third symbol of Kwanzaa is the Mashuma Saba. The Mashuma Saba are the seven candles. Each candle represents a different principle in the Nguzu Saba. Our next symbol of Kwanzaa is the Kikombe Cha Umoja. The Kikombe Cha Umoja is the unity cup. The unity cup is used for pouring libation and for us to drink from as a unit in Umoja, which is unity. The next symbol is the Mazawo. The Mazawo represents the crops or the fruits of our labor. The next symbol of Kwanzaa is the Muhindi, or the ears of corn. Each ear of corn represents the children and the future that's attached to children. Our next symbol And last symbol is the Zawadi. The Zawadi are the gifts. There are two strongly suggested items, a book and a heritage symbol. These two items reinforce our commitment to education and the richness of our cultural heritage. The first symbol to a symbol is the mkeka, the straw mat. After the mkeka, the kanara. Once the kanara has been placed on top of the mkeka, put the mshuma saba into the kanara. The mshuma saba are the seven candles. Next, the kikombe cha umoja, the unity cup. Once the kikombe cha umoja is placed, place the mazao, the crop, or your fruit basket. After the mazao, the muhindi, the corn that represents the children. Finally, the zawadi should be placed on the mkeka. The zawadi are the gifts. Now to the next segment, which is candle lighting. What order do we light the candles in?
To watch the other segments in this video series, or for how-to videos on almost any other topic, visit monkeyc.com.
Do it all in the mall. .com does not own any of the rights of the music or the clips you hear on today's show. In this next clip, I'm taking you straight to Rwanda today, where they just celebrated Kwanzaa on today. It is raining, as you may hear in the background. I wanted to take you to actual Africa on the last day of Kwanzaa. You will hear the actual African language being interpreted to the people of Rwanda. Sit back and enjoy.
So, this is the last day of Kwanzaa, and Mama Imek is going to perform our ceremony here, and happy Kwanzaa to everybody.
This is the last day of Kwanzaa. Our coming together today was to give gifts to our village, the gifts of food, the gifts of toys for the children. And since the last day of Kwanzaa is Imani, which stands for faith, and we have the faith that things are going to be much better for us as we move forward. So on our table, we have the corn, which represents the children. And since, as I said before, with all of the children that we have, each kernel of corn represents children. Okay? Okay, understand. Then we have the unity cup. With the unity cup, I will take a sip. We'll take a sip. I won't share it with everyone because of the COVID, but this cup represents all of us and the fact that we are unified as African people, as one Africa. And then we have the food. This food will be distributed to the students of our school. Each one will have an opportunity to take a piece of fruit. And as we know, each one of these candles, where's Nikita?
Nikita.
So you can explain it in Kiawande. Okay. We have seven candles. Each candle, so that we have seven candles. We have three red. We have one black candle, which represents African people. We have three red candles, which represents the blood that African people have shed. And then we have three green candles. Which represents the richness of Africa. So every day, for 7 days, we light a candle. So the last candle that we're lighting is for all of you. This is Kwanzaa. It's not a black Christmas, but a cultural celebration of the harvest. Okay.
Yes, sir.
The candles will burn until they are finished.
So these candles will burn until they are finished. This is the last day of Kwanzaa.
So now what we're going to do is that we're going to distribute some of the toys to the children. As you'll see here, okay, these are...
So these are the toys that will be distributed to the children today. We have soccer balls, we have jump ropes, we have building blocks, puzzle box. Wow, puzzles. Beautiful.
And then we have tools.
Yes.
And we also have food
that will be distributed as well. We have bags of rice. We have oil, bottles of oil. We have boxes of soap. And lots of beans, yes. And we even have some snacks for the kids, as we showed before. So all of this is being given to this wonderful community today. All right. Beautiful.
What I'm going to do is, from this bowl, each one of these ladies will take a piece of fruit.
Okay, each lady will take a piece of fruit from this bowl. Okay, nice, very nice. So it's the giving of the fruit right now. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day again, as I said. So, giving of the fruit and ending our last day of Kwanzaa with this community and giving gifts. So,
okay.
So, yeah, happy Kwanzaa, Imani, to everybody out there, the family, Happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa. Yes. Yes, I say love and light, love and light. So now she's going to give some toys, give out toys to the children, some of the children that are present. Just a few that are present. Yeah, it's not many. Let's see. Yeah. All right. So these boys receive their gifts. All right. These children will receive their gifts right now. Okay. Okay.
They are representing the children of their age group. So we have jump ropes for the little girls, and we have balls for the little boys. Small girl, small ball. This is for the little people.
So sweet. So we're giving out toys to the children in different age groups. Yeah. So the community will distribute the rest of it later to the children who are not here. Wow.
So let me have a couple of more children. Okay. Menopause. Okay. No. All right.
I think that's it. The rest of them, they are not here. They went home.
Okay. All right. So explain to them.
Me? Me? All right. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. For those of you tuning in, we are in Guerrero, and so right before we go, we're actually closing out the last day of Kwanzaa with Mama Iamacus. We did the lighting of the candles and giving out of fruit, and now also giving out the food items that were for the community, and now the children are getting gifts, and they represent different age groups.
Because of the rain, we were not able to distribute all of our food stuff and toys. But these children represent the children in their age group, and they will see that they also get toys. And when the rain has stopped, the president of the association will be responsible for the distribution, will be responsible for the distribution of the food stuff once the rain is finished. So, happy Kwanzaa, everyone. May our 2021 be better than our 2020.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time, for joining us, and we want you to come back and help us to help ourselves. Because it's about us as one Africa. We are one African people, and we love each other, and we will make it happen. Whatever it is that we need to do for ourselves, we will do. Because part of the principles of Kwanzaa is to create for ourselves, to name ourselves, and to make our community better than it was when we came. So, Medasi P. Oh, that's Fonti. Mirakosi Chani. That's Brother Wanda. And Asante Sana is Swahili from Tanzania. And just a good old-fashioned thank you. And here, let me introduce you to Sister Rita Muhammad. Sister Rita felt like, how can you give food and don't give children? She's a teacher. So she has donated all of the balls and toys for the children.
Thank you, Miss Rita. It's beautiful, beautiful.
All right.
Thank you, Mama Imacus. All right. Thank you for this journey, coming on this trip today. I thank her for inviting me to come to witness this and to share in this day. And thank you to this community for having us here. It's a beautiful community. And we will be back. Marakozi Chani. Thank you. All right. So that's all for today. Happy Kwanzaa to everybody tuning in. Again, shout out.
We are.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to my wonderful husband, my beautiful daughter. And we are the Unapologetic Nomads because we are unapologetically
nomadic.
All right. Nomadic. Love you guys. Happy Kwanzaa. Peace.
Happy Kwanzaa from Rich Heart. We love you so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Peace.
Right here, the white shirt.
See how simple that was? All the way from, I'm trying to say this, R-W-E-R-U, Ru, or Rwanda, for us who can't pronounce that. It's just the simplicity of giving of gifts, giving of themselves. The one teacher who donated all the toys and stuff for the kids so that they can have, because she's a teacher, because without the kids, there are no future. So Kwanzaa doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be very simple. Very, very simple. It's basically giving of yourselves and making what you have more beautiful, more beautifuler, if you want to say it like that, to leave for our children or those who inherit what we are to leave. As we say, I want you to get acquainted with the Do It All in the Mall. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters for all seasons. Kwanzaa, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine, Martin Luther King. What happens in March? Was it the March of the Lions or Green? St. Patrick's Day. April, showers, bring May flowers. May's Mother's Day, Father's Day. July 4th, August, don't know what's in there. September, kids are going back to school. They need clothes. They need books. They need books, backpacks. They need computers. They need laptops. They need iPads. All of their school needs. September, October is what? Halloween. You can get all your Halloween decorations. You can do it all on themall.com. In November is Thanksgiving. You can get your Thanksgiving decorations and put up. You can get your honey baked hams. You can get your turkeys. You can get anything you need through Walmart. Okay, if that's how you want to go, through Sam's Club. Through what else is out there? Sam's Club. Then we have Costco. And what else do we have out there? We have all kinds of things. Then we have Christmas, which we just passed, and you do all your Christmas shopping. You can even get your balsam fir if you need to, get all kinds of decorations. It's okay. Just shop through doitallinthemall.com and make that your shopping headquarters. And you can find all of your favorite stores like Walmart, even just go through Amazon, TJ Maxx, Target, Shoe Dazzle, Old Navy, Tory Burch, Junie and Burke. Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Home Depot, Advanced Auto, AutoZone, Edible Arrangement. Get food through there. Have it there in a few days. Honey Baked Ham, as I said earlier. Harry and David, I've had food from there. It's so fresh. It's packed so well. It's so good. I mean, I was sent to me for a funeral, and it lasted quite a long time. It's like, okay, good and fresh. And what else we have? Sherry's Berries for all your other engagements and what have you for Valentine's Day. And I've had Sherry's Berries, and those strawberries are jahugic, humongous. I can make up some words that are just outright big, large, whatever you want to call them, large strawberries. They're wonderful, dipped in white chocolate and dipped in chocolate, dark chocolate, light chocolate, nuts, anything you can think of. It's so good. And following that, we'll have Jared and Zale, and we have toys, of course, and do travel. You do car rental. You do make your airline reservations, your hotel reservations through that Hertz, Avis, Enterprise, Dollar, Budget, etc. You can type the store you want and peruse the website, and or you can order it, whatever you want. Not order it, but type in the store that you want in the search bar right on the top when you first enter it. And as you enter it, you're going to have this clip that comes up that tells you how to shop in the website. It's very, very easy. 10 tips to shop in the website. And you just type that in the web bar. And it's a secure online website, which is available 24/7. And see what comes up. If it's not there, go to contact us on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Type in your information. Type in, hey, I don't see such and such in there. Can you add it? Because I shop in there a lot. And would love to help you out, blah, 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 blah. And we'll be glad to add it. And you can look at all these sections, and you can shop under which your favorite stores. We have Afrocentric, and under there we have Andrea Yama, Fear of God, Figures, Hanifa. Under apparel we have accessories, children's apparel, men's apparel, women's apparel, jewelry, shoes, wedding attire, automotive. Under beauty, we have the consulting room. We have cosmetics, fragrance, hair, vitiligo, for the Vitiligo Rocks community. We have the business section. We have employment, education. It's wonderful. Fabrics and crafts. We got Michael's. We got Joann's. We have fabric.com. We have, I think it's Waywax. Financial, we have PayPal, Netspend, Primerica, LegalZoom, food and drinks under there, games, all kinds of technology, holidays. You can go there, like I said, I've named all the holidays from January to December that you can go and shop and Do It All in the Mall. You can start early, hello, early. Early bird gets the worm. We have home goods, and we have international section, which includes Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, China, India, Ireland, Russia, United Kingdom, and not only that, we're heard in all of these countries. Yes, sir, we are heard worldwide on doitallinthemall.com and the Let's Do It Radio, which I'm broadcasting from now, and we get, you know, hits and likes and some dislikes as well to everybody, but, you know, we're trying to go worldwide, so wherever you are, you can shop and help us out. And we also have medical products and medical adult products, which, of course, you're going to be asked for your age. So you got to be over a certain age to get into that website. And we have medical marijuana, our CBDs, hemp, and edibles. And, of course, you know, we got our outdoor stuff, you know, I won't say lounge chairs, but we have our, we call those hemp. I think they're hemp. That our dads, you know, lay in and sleep on. We have pets section for your dogs, cats, iguanas, snakes, everything you can think of. PetSmart. We have Rachel Ray's and Trish, a religious section. And under the religious section, we have funerals. And as I said before, yes, you can get a casket under there. It's just kind of crazy, but okay. sports, travel. As I said before, you can do your airline reservations. You can make your hotel reservations through there. Anything, car reservations, anything you need for travel. So take time to peruse inspections and get acquainted. As I said before, it is secure. A lot of people worry about that, but, you know, you don't have to worry about it. I'm here to ease your mind. It is secure. So this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs out of Tampa, Florida. And you have been listening to our Kwanzaa educational series for the last 7 days. So welcome, Habari Ghani. We answer Imani. And you can find this program on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure, as I said earlier, 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000, if not 6,000, of your favorite stores, as well as stores you might not be familiar with. And you can shop for anything and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. When you shop through the mall, you know what happens? We earn a commission from all qualified purchases, and it goes back to your community. But in order for us to earn that commission, you know what has to happen? You got to shop, you got to shop. So you got to, you know, take your fingers to your keyboard and shop to doitallinthemall.com, and voila, there's the stores, the search bar, or the menu bar. And the more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So shop with us until you drop with us. And guess what else? The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So at the same time, you could change communities, change our lives, make our lives matter. You, yes, you, I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam. I'm pointing at you. You can make that difference nationwide and worldwide. So take a tour, shop for all your holiday purchases, get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. And if you like what we are doing and like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and do it all in the mall in business by clicking that wonderful donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And yes, we have a Cash App name. It's called $DoItAllInTheMall. And the call in during our regular service time, our show times, I should say, Tuesdays through Fridays, and to listen on Sundays for Sunday service, the number is 845-241-9985. Or you can go to the homepage and go to Let's Do It Radio and listen from your computer. And the start times are 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali the next day. So please share this information with everyone you know, your church members, your friends, neighbors, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, the children. Because, you know, they can shop too and say, hey, Mom, I like this. Ooh, can I have this? Can Mommy, please? Oh, please, oh, please. You know, share the seven principles of Kwanzaa on social media. We have Umoja, which is unity, Kujichagulia, which is self-determination, Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility, Ujima, which is cooperative economics, Nia, which is purpose, Kuumba, which is creativity, and this evening we had Imani, which is faith. And so you spread the word, and the bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum, and the more money we can get to put back into your community. I think that's called collective work and responsibility, or cooperative economics, one of the two or both of them. So I want to thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio from doitallinthemall.com. And if you have missed any of the episodes, you can always go back and listen to the past episodes and listen to what you missed. And play catch-up. And tonight, what do we do? We light the seventh candle, the last candle, the last green candle. Then we'll have all the beautiful array of light around all seven candles. The candle of this evening is, yes, Imani, faith. So hopefully you have all your Kwanzaa items set up. You have your mazal, the crops, your mkeka, the mat, your kanara, which is the candle holder, your mohindi, which is the corn, your kokombe cha umoja, which is the unity cup, your mashauma, saba, the seven candles, can't do anything without the seven candles, and of course your gift, your salati. So now we get to light the candle. First, get your either match or your lighter and light the first black candle, the candle of umoja, which is unity. Now light the farthest red candle to the left of the unity candle for Kuji Chagulia, self-determination. The next one we get to light is the first green candle, the farthest green candle on the right side of the unity candle. It is Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Now, guess what we get to light? The candle for Ujama, cooperative economics, which is your next red candle, the closest one to the one that's already lit. And the next candle is the center green candle for Nia, which is purpose. Now light the Kaumba candle for creativity, which is the last red candle. And our final candle of the evening of Kwanzaa, let's light the green candle of the Konara Amani, faith. So lift your Kombe Cha Umoja Unity Cup with your libations and raise to the north, then to the south, then to the east, to the west, for your ancestors. Whatever is not consumed, you can pour back into the ground, or if you have a plant nearby, you pour it into the plant. Usually it's just water, so you can pour it back into the your plant so it can come back and rain down on us. Now let's celebrate, let's dance, let's rejoice, let's ring out loud. Join with me, and I will say Habari Gani, which means what's the news? And I'm going to say that seven times, which you will respond each time I ask. You're going to say Imani, which is faith. So let's start. Habari Gani, Imani, 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 Habari Gani, Imani. Celebrate, hug, dance, spread your vibration, drink. Thank you for joining us during this Kwanzaa week. And as I said, you can always listen to past episodes. Join in. Listen. Educate yourself for next year. You'll be ready. And it's December 26th to January 1st. You'll be ready with your seven candles, your Kanara, your Mkeka, Nimashuma Saba, your Ngoza Saba, your principles, and you'll also have your Kanara. You'll have your Kinkombi Chalmoja, your Unity Cup. You'll have your Zawadi, your gift. You'll have your Mazal, your crops, and your Mkeka, the mat, which is your foundation. So join in and join with me. And be ready for next year, December 26th through January 1st, for Kwanzaa.
Here's one for the motherland, for the cradle of all civilization, for the sea and the ocean sand, for the God that looks over all of the nations. From the elders we learn so much, for our youth and the future they touch. For the people who gave the light, for the struggle and all hope that continues, for the love and the unity, for the
a holiday. Come on, celebrate and rejoice.
Kwanzaa.
Spreading unity in our families and communities.
Kwanzaa.
Because a legacy makes us so strong. Yeah, yeah. So let us come together to celebrate this season of Kwanzaa.
Come so far,
remembering all of those who came before us on Kwanzaa, from Rosa to Malcolm to Dr. King and Turner,
yeah,
from Dubois to Ashanti Wallace, we honor you on Kwanzaa. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, we have been blessed with a new day, smiled upon with another opportunity to better ourselves, to strengthen our families, and support our community. Recite, if you will, in Nguzu Saba, the seven principles. Umoja is unity, and that's the way it should always be. To build and maintain unity in the family, nation, and community. As a people, we need to get together and share our blessings. That's the way it should always be. Umoja is unity. Kujichagulia is self-determination, you see? To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Kujichagulia is self-determination, you see? I need freedom to define my own goals so no one has to speak for me. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. To build and maintain our community together. Your worries mine, my worries yours, whatever. Let's take responsibility for our past and what our future's gonna be. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujima'a, cooperative economics. That money, man. Build and maintain our own stores, our own shops, our own businesses, getting props, sharing profits, feeling fine. I'll buy your goods, you buy mine. Believing people come before profits do. Power to the people, to the me, to the you. Ujamaa, we must understand that money, man. Nia is purpose, like a little girl's name, to make our collective work the lifting and building of our community. So our people can rise to their traditional greatness. We are social beings and we must work together, our hood. But Nia's purpose, so it's all good. Kubumba is creativity, to do always as much as you can in the way that you can. So the community we inherit is more lovely than it began. Enhance the world, a flavor from you, a taste from me. Kubumba is creativity. Imani is faith. To believe in our hearts, in our people, in our parents, in our teachers too, and the righteousness of our struggle. Believe in the power of you. Selectively honor our leaders. Forever encourage the young with Imani, with faith. Umoja, that means unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kuumba, creativity. Imani, faith. Umoja. Kujichagulia. Ujima. Ujima'a, Nia, Kuumba, Imani, Ashe. Who's going to have a positive day? Ashe, Ashe. Who's going to have a positive learning day? Ashe, Ashe. Who will respect themselves today? Ashe, Ashe. Who will respect the teachers today? Ashe, Ashe. Who will smile today? Say still. Who will laugh today? Say I. Who will love today? Say rise. Who's gonna celebrate Kwanzaa today? Say Ashe. Oh yeah. You get your rock on. Come on. You know you feel that. Huh? Say I'm gonna get my Kwanzaa on. Say, I'm gonna get my Kwanzaa on. Say, I'm gonna get my Kwanzaa. Say, I'm gonna get my Kwanzaa on. Clap your hand now. Kwanzaa is a 7-day celebration for a year-long practice. Kwanzaa was created and founded in 1966 by Milana Karanga. To bring the black community together. It's a way for black people to get together every year for the same reason, for the same thing. 7 days, seven principles, seven symbols of Kwanzaa. The Ngunzu Saba at the center of the Kwanzaa celebration gives us the blueprint to heal the community of all of our ills. If we practice Kwanzaa 365 days a year, by the time we get back to the Kwanzaa celebration, we're stronger, we're better, we're more together, we're celebrating our unity, celebrating self-determination. Collective work and responsibility is what's going to help cooperative economics.